today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Time and the Importance of Shaban. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Monday, 2nd of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations on this month, and we know more about it. Shaban is the month of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. It's an important month in preparation for Ramadan, and a month which hosts the 15th of Shaban, which is one of the most sacred nights of the year, the birth of the last and awaited Savior, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Muslims celebrate by offering extra nawafil prayer, spending time with and building bridges with loved ones, and generally increasing their dhikr or remembrance of Allah. One of the most virtuous acts of rewards in Shaban is sadaqa, which is a means of our purification in preparation for Ramadan. As the month of the Prophet, we should honor him and show our gratitude for his mercy in helping the poor and needy, or helping an orphan. These were deeds particularly loved by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
The month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban, these months are prerequisites for the month of Ramadan, so that we are ready to be able to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two practice runs. You know, when you have to run a marathon, you go and you do a practice run before. This is what Rajab and Sha'ban is. Rajab and Sha'ban, it is highly recommended to perform certain deeds, certain actions. Why? So that when the month of Ramadan comes, we will all be ready. And the month of Sha'ban is one of the holiest months of the year. One of the main reasons for this is that the month of Sha'ban is considered to be the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. There's a hadith that says that the month of Rajab is the month of Allah, and the month of Sha'ban is the month of Rasulullah, and the month of Ramadan is the month of my ummah. It's the month of the nation, of the Muslim nation. But the month of Sha'ban, it has an association with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the hadith says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would see the hilal, he would see the crescent of Sha'ban, he would call a munadi, amara munadiyan yunadi fi madina. He would ask one of the Muslims to call out. in Medina, Ya Ahla Yathrib, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum, Ala Inna Sha'ban Shahri, Farahimallah Man A'anani Ala Shahri. Sha'ban is my month, Rasulullah says. So may Allah have mercy on the one who helps me and supports me in my month. Also, in one of the du'as, one of the salawat that is performed during the month of Sha'ban, it is recommended to perform the salawat at noontime. And it is in Mafatih al-Janan, it's in the books of du'a. It begins with Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, shajaratin nubuwa. Later on in that du'a, the Imam says, وَهَذَا شَهْرُ نَبِيِّكَ سَيِّدِ رُسُلُكَ شَعْبَانَ الَّذِي حَفَفْتَهُ مِنْكَ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. This is the month of your Prophet. This is the month of blessings. It is associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And then the Imam says what Rasulullah used to perform during this month. الَّذِي كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَدْأَبُ فِي صِيَامِهِ وَقِيَامِهِ فِي لَيَالِيهِ وَأَيَّامِهِ. It was the habit of Rasulullah to fast throughout the days of the month of Sha'ban. And he would fast. He would connect the fast of Rajab with the fast of the month of Ramadan. And he would spend the nights in worship. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would do.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
What are the activities for month of Sha'ban? The Imams of Ahlul Bayt mentioned two important activities of Prophet in the month of Sha'ban, fasting and engaging in worships. About fasting in this month, there are many ahadith that encourage the wakeful heart. About the fast in the Sha'ban, Imam Reza has said, whoever fasts one day of Sha'ban just for the sake of Allah's reward, he will enter the heaven, and whoever repents to Allah 70 times on the day of judgment, he will be raised with the Prophet, and Allah's appreciation will be obligatory on him. Whoever donates in this month, even by half of a date, Allah will forbid his body to go to hell. Whoever fasts 3 days of Sha'ban and connects these days to the month of Ramadan, Allah will give him the reward for the two complete months. We must also request Allah for success and along with Imam Sajjad. We must say, this is the month of thy Prophet, the Messenger-in-Chief, the month of Sha'ban surrounded by thy mercy and blessings from all sides, in which the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah on him and on his children, used to exert himself willingly in the matter of fasting and praying in its days and nights, to show his humility before thee for the respect and honor thou bestowed on him until his last breath.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Why is it significant that Sha'ban falls between Rajab and the month of Ramadan? Good deeds done when others are likely to not do them again, special as in greater reward with Allah. For example, offering prayer or salah late at night when most are sleeping. Another would be giving charity or sadaqah during times of deprivation, like sharing food during famine or parting with money when one is personally in need of it. After the sacred month of Rajab and before the fasting month of Ramadan, people are much less likely to fast and pray more. This is generally because people know a more religiously vigilant month has just ended and an arduous month of fasting and standing in prayer will begin after it. Prophet of Islam made these two points about Shaban to a youthful Osama ibn Zayd, whom the Prophet treated as a member of his own family. The young companion narrates, "I said, O Messenger of Allah, I do not see you fasting as much in any other month like you fast in Shaban." He said, "That is a month between Rajab and Ramadan that people overlook. It is a month, moreover, wherein deeds go up to the Lord of the worlds, and I like for my deeds to go up while I'm fasting."
Now, according to the narrations, according to the ahadith, one of the most important acts to perform during the month of Sha'ban is fasting. We have numerous ahadith, numerous traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and from the Ahlul Bayt that speak about the importance of fasting, because the month of Sha'ban is a month of spirituality, just like the month of Rajab. And it reaches the climax, it reaches the peak of spirituality in the month of Ramadan, and especially in Laylatul Qadr. But if you and I are not ready to have a dialogue with Allah in Laylatul Qadr, if we're not ready to comprehend Laylatul Qadr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Laylatul Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Do you know, can you even comprehend the power of Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. One night out of the year, it is better and holier than 1,000 months. Do we even comprehend the magnitude of Laylatul Qadr? The ones that do, prepare themselves. The ones that do, they make sure they enter the month of Ramadan and specially preparing for Laylatul Qadr by preparing their bodies, by preparing their souls, by preparing their hearts and their minds, by attaining spirituality. And one of the ways of attaining spirituality is through fasting. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, Shahru Ramadan. He says, Shahr Sha'ban is my month. فَمَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا مِنْ شَهْرِي كُنْتُ شَفِيعَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever fasts one day out of my month, I will be his shafi'. I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. وَمَنْ صَامَ يَوْمَيْن غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And he who fasts 2 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person's sins. Allah is generous. Sometimes we think, oh, how could Allah forgive all of a person's sins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimeen. It's not difficult for Allah. Yes, we hold grudges. We hold ill feelings towards other people in our hearts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي إِنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my ibad that I am the merciful, I am the mercy giving. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives us opportunities to get closer to Him. وَمَنْ صَامَ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ قِيلَ لَهُ اسْتَأْنِفِ الْعَمَلِ. And whoever fasts 3 days, they will tell him, it's as if you have a blank sheet of paper.
Thank you very much for joining us. please keep us in your dua. Thank you and have a nice time.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. La fata illa Ali, Ali Imami, Ali Imami, Ali Imami.
الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي